Well, Wallace finished his singing, or whatever it was, and looked pretty proud of himself.
You said I couldn't sing, son. What do you have to say now?
Oh, gosh, that was pretty good.
Pretty good? I'd say it was much better than that. I'd say it was very close to a work of art myself.
It was a work of art, Paul.
There, you see? We've hit the same conclusion, and you're right, son. It was truly wonderful. Yes, it was.
It was wonderful, Paul.
Well, you ain't lost all your marbles, and as long as you can still appreciate them old-timey songs, the trouble with these kids today is that they sang all this modern stuff and forget that nobody has written a decent song since Bob Wills.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you realize that Bob come from Buzzard, Texas?
I think it was Turkey, Texas.
Turkey Buzzard, Texas. Yes, it truly was.
Oh, maybe so.
And I can't stand that noisy so-called music with the loud guitars and the screaming women.
Yeah, me too.
Never could handle a screaming woman.
Me neither.
Because you see, son, a song like Buzzard Love has real feeling. It was written back when buzzards was buzzards, and women was women, and love was love.
Yeah.
And it teaches an important lesson about life. And son, no matter how you slice it or what kind of bottle you put it in, life is still life.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's got nothing to do with screaming women or loud guitars.
Yeah, and I'd sure like to be a singer, Paul.
Well, let me tell you something, son. Here tonight, in this very place, I've seen a change come over you. I've seen that good music has touched your heart. I've seen an uplifting of your taste in music. With these very eyes of mine, I've seen things I never hoped to see.
Yeah.
And son, on this very spot, on this very night, I can foresee the day when you become a great and famous singer.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you will. And I'll sing with you.
Oh.
And I can foresee the day, Junior, when me and you go from town to town and from hall to hall, through the highways in the hedges, singing together the only good song left in this terrible old world, Buzzard Love.
Is it just one song?
Yes, we will. We surely will. And son, the crowds will come and the people will come and everyone will come from miles around to hear.
I'd heard about all of Wallace's noise I could stand. It was time for him to shut up. I had sat quietly through all that mess, and now I let out a big old loud snore. His head snapped around, and he gave me an evil glare.
Just what do you think you're a-doing, dog? You've interrupted me. If you can't stay awake, then maybe you aren't to be taking worm pills.
I pushed myself up. I've got three things to say to you, Buzzard. Number one, nobody but a brick could listen to you very long without falling asleep.
That's one, dog, and you're already in trouble.
Number two, your taste in music comes real close to your taste in food. That was the worst song I ever heard. And if you just had enough time, you could put music completely out of business. All at once, Junior's eyes lit up like headlights, and a big grin spread across his beak.
Gosh, that's a terrible thing to say.
The old man's head snapped around to Junior.
If it's such a terrible thing to say, son, then how come it is you have such a big smart mouth grin on your face? You get that grin off your beak this very... And as for you, dog, that's two, and you're in even deeper trouble now.
And number three... You birds are trespassing on this ranch, making noise and creating a public nuisance. And it's my job to find out what you're doing here. It's strictly routine, of course, unless I uncover something suspicious. Wallace puffed himself up.
We're here because we got lost is why we're here, and we'll stay here until we figure out where we are, and you've got nothing to say about it.
Yeah, we got lost because we saw something scary.
Hold it. Halt. Stop right there. Freeze. I pushed myself up to the full alert position. You say you saw something scary on this ranch?
Yeah, it was a ghost.
Yes, we did. We truly did. It was the ghost of an old man, and he come right out of that cake house yonder, and he threw such a terrible scare into us, we got off course and crashed into these trees here, is what happened.
I paced back and forth in front of them, studying their faces and sifting clues. Okay, there's only one problem with your testimony. I don't believe a word of it, because I don't believe in ghosts.
Well, you just believe in anything you want to, dog, because what we seen was a ghost. And besides that, this is Halloween night.
Halloween means nothing to me. We've got no time for such foolishness.
Halloween's the night when all the spooks come out.
Yes, and we seen one this very night with our own eyes is how it happened that we got lost.
I see. Would you care to hear my analysis of your testimony? Old man Wallace narrowed his eyes and stuck his beak up in my face.
Pooch, after all the tacky and hateful things you said about my singing, you have lost all credibility, and no, we wouldn't care to hear anything you have to say.
Well, that's tough. You'll hear my analysis whether you like it or not. Wallace pulled his neck back into his shoulders and covered his ears with his wings.
I ain't gonna listen. And Junior, don't you listen either. We've got our rights. We don't have to listen to no smart aleck ranch dog.
In the first place, I don't buy your story about seeing a ghost. What you saw was swamp gas.
Who's got gas?
No, he said swamp gas, Pa.
Well, if he's got gas, tell him to quit eating so much. It ain't our fault he's making a pig of himself.
In the second place, we don't believe in Halloween on this ranch, so as far as you're concerned, Halloween night has been called off.
He hauled off what? What's he talking about, son?
He said Halloween's been canceled.
What does he mean, penciled? I can't understand what he's talking about.
Junior pried one of Wallace's wings away from his ear and yelled,
canceled!
Son, you just spit in my ear.
I went on with my analysis. In the third place, you're trespassing on my ranch, and I think it's time you moved along and found another place to loaf.
Another piece of rope? Who's got a piece of rope? What's he talking about, Junior?
He said we have to leave.
Wallace dropped his wings and glared up at me.
Oh, he did he? Well, that's fine with me. I didn't like these dadgum trees in the first place. You just tell us which way is north, and we'll be more than happy to go find better company, which won't be hard to do.
Fine, and that will make us all happy. From this point on the ranch, north is directly across from south, to the right of east, and to the left of west. Now move along before I have to go to sterner measures.
Never mind north and south, dog. Which way is out?
Follow me. I made my way through the trees and led him out into the clear. It was at that point that I noticed Drover had vanished. Deliberately disobeyed my orders and gone to the porch. Well, I would settle with him later. I pointed up to the stars. There's the sky, buzzard, and here's the ground. If you intend to fly, point yourself up. If you're walking, stay on the ground. I can't make it any simpler than that. If you get lost again, ask a ghost for directions.
We really did see a ghost, Dougie.
Of course you did. And I saw a flying codfish yesterday afternoon.
You'll be sorry, dog, for making fun of a couple of poor old buzzards who are down on their luck. Come on, son, let's get out of here before that ghost comes back and makes this dog pay for his evil deeds.
Wallace spread his wings and made a run into the wind. He got airborne, but took a couple of shingles off the roof of the chicken house. Junior gave me a grin.
Well, goodbye, doggie. Pa don't sing so good, does he?
I placed a paw on his shoulder. You've got a lot to overcome, Junior. All I can tell you is, good luck. And with that, Junior went running and flapping down the road until at last he disappeared into the night sky.
Well, I had cleared up that little matter and was on my way to the cake house to check it out, when all of a sudden I heard someone running in my direction. Expecting an attack by coyotes or monsters, I whirled around and let out a blood-chilling growl.